that, we'll proceed to item three.
From the Director of Intergovernmental Relations, submitting proposed 2013 through 2015 Milwaukee County Legislative Budget Priorities.
And here we have the item. I was getting ahead of myself there for a moment. And we do have additional copies being run off, so they'll be available shortly. And this item will be presented, again, by our IGR staff.
Do you have a preference about how you want to
go through it, highlights, and then we'll take questions.
Okay. Just to let everyone know, the process by which we went through was to meet with all of the folks in the departments and cabinets who focus on their issues and get an idea from all of them as to what was some of the things coming up in the state budget that were going to be a priority for them. This is a process, my understanding, as I'm new to this, is a process that has happened, that occurs every 2 years prior to the new session beginning. This is obviously not an exhaustive list, as that would probably take a greater number of pages. However, we try to incorporate the things that the agency's heads were getting at, while not being overly tied to sort of certain percentages and or dollar amounts, and giving us the flexibility that we will need to adjust, as I said, to the introduction of the actual budget by the governor, as well as the changes that will be made throughout the process and the conversations that will occur up at the State House regarding motions and or amendments that occur. So this is the only difference between this and other years at this county board, is my understanding, is that we have sort of parceled out this as a state budget priority list, and will continue to work on some of the other needs that the agencies have, as well as the priorities the supervisors have in regard to other legislation. So as the budget process moves forward, this sort of supersedes a lot of legislation that will occur, but simultaneously we'll be working on that, because there are, and particularly the governor had requested, as well as the secretary, to try to limit the amount of policy changes in the budget, which is, for those of you who haven't experienced this, is always a debate at the beginning of the budget process as to which items in the budget are policy. And my understanding is that they obviously are attempting to try to ensure that there's a limited amount of policy in it. So we will deal with other priorities that other folks have. They are just not a part of this, and we will continue to work with the agencies to do that.
Very good. We have a question. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. After this is finalized and presumably distributed, if Milwaukee County has a new adoption of a position that does not conflict with something in this packet, how do we coincide expressing that to the state or any other level of government for that matter if this has already been distributed? I'm not sure what the normal process is. Thank you.
I'm new to this too, but I would assume that there's, just like anything else that were to come up during your meetings and the board, this is, like I said, this is not an exhaustive list. This is sort of to narrow down some of the priorities that that your agencies gave us, and we obviously at any time would be working on any of the issues that are raised throughout the calendar year.
Representative Pash.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a question. How much of this has been shared with the county executive?
Ms. Kuhn can answer that.
We met with all of his department heads. These are the priorities that they have given. There were a couple of resolutions that the board had passed that are previously that we added in at their request. But I believe almost everything in it was from his agency folks. And it was submitted and posted on Friday.
Very good. I appreciate that answer. Chairwoman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm so glad that Representative Pash asked that, because if not, that was something that I was going to mention, how this is a collaborative effort, and it's the procedure we've used for years, as well as the city. So the majority of these requests have been one-on-one, face-to-face meetings with the administration and their department heads, specific requests. So it will be one unified position of what we're requesting here, and that's why we're having this meeting as well. And so I think that's really important to notice. Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions before we dig into the specifics? Seeing none, if you would, you may proceed.
Okay. The best way probably is just go by section, and if you have any questions on any of the items listed in there, we will do our best to answer it. I do believe that there are a few agency folks here, too, who may be able to answer better. So please feel free to ask us. Obviously, transportation and public works is a top priority for the county. As we move forward, and much of what you heard from Liz at the County's Association applies to us, obviously we are interested in making sure that general transportation aids are restored. In the last budget, they were cut, and it is a discussion that is a part of a bigger transportation package. We realize that we can't do all of these things in isolation of each other and have cuts in certain areas not impact other areas. So we really, under transportation, we are going to be talking about transportation aids, mass transit, and dedicated funding for mass transit, as well as operating assistance and routine maintenance. Obviously, you are all aware also of the priority of Milwaukee County in moving forward on the Zoo Interchange and the Marquette Interchange, which is significant for the county, and we are hopeful that we will be able to do that in this budget, as well as make improvements on local road repair.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, if I could, I'm sorry, go, please go ahead.
Question from Representative Stone.
I believe it's the lane expansion, the lane.
Okay.
There is an expansion in one of the on-ramps.
Okay, I just wasn't familiar with that, so I'd be interested to know a little bit more.
We can we'll follow up from the department on the specifics of that project.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I think we would also like to add that as discussed in the presentation, there has been a transportation commission that has been working on both policy and financing as part of a special study committee for the legislature, and we have been monitoring that, and we are anticipating that when those final recommendations come forth from that committee, that we obviously will look to see how those integrate with what we've placed down here, and also with respect to the Milwaukee County Transit system, there's obviously a huge interrelationship between federal funding that we're also very cognizant of, and that will also play a role.
Supervisor Cullen.
Thank you. I wanted to follow up on Representative Stone's question. This Marquette Interchange, I don't know exactly what you mean by that language when I read that the other day. And there's an area that I've represented for a long time near the stadium, which now they're talking about maybe putting a tunnel, maybe an overpass, and the neighborhood doesn't really want that. So I don't really want to go on record as if you're thinking that we're going to be supporting widening the lanes through the Miller Park area. I'm not voting for this right now. So I don't. That language is sort of concerning to me because it's kind of unclear what you mean. It appears that Mr. Zapfel has an answer. He always does, right?
Give him a moment to confer.
Marquette that the example. Has already budgeted and is being implemented. That's the
Our Representative Stone knows it probably a little bit better, but you know, there is this issue about how those lanes that feed into 94
right.
from the lakefront, but I
if that's what this means,
but I don't know that different. That is what Jamie's referring to. The east-west corridor stuff, though, that's what you're talking about, right?
Okay. 1 second. We may have the clarification.
I believe that the department is always looking for ways to move forward on projects with the Marquette interchange. I use that example because that was the one I was aware of, but we can certainly change the language so that it makes everyone comfortable that we are not specifying what type of specific project it is, but that the Marquette interchange is still a priority for the department.
Okay. Representative Stone?
And just on that note, in recent discussions I've had with Secretary Gottlieb, I know there's an issue with, as Representative Zepnik referred to, restriping the some of the lanes as they flow in through the Marquette, and that is scheduled for the spring as far as for being addressed. So I know that that's something that's been talked about a lot in the media, and I think that's going to happen early in the spring as soon as the weather permits.
Very good. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
If I could just add to that, and I can appreciate Representative or Supervisor Cullen's concerns. You know, it's been an ongoing issue over in the neighborhoods, very high quality, you know, good city neighborhoods just north of Miller Park. I wasn't able to go, so I can appreciate where they're coming from. You know, on noise concerns, congestion on spillovers into local roads, cost, environmental impact, those are all really important. I was not able, unfortunately, to go to the DOT East-West public information sessions, which apparently were held in the last week or so, but at least one person that I talked to that went said that there was some exploration of different plans and routes, which is pretty typical mm-hmm. of how, you know, DOT starts the process out with variations, and that one of them included shutting off parts of the 35th Street. I don't know if it were off ramps or on ramps or both, because I didn't see the drawings. But of course, as you know, David, you know, just south of the area that you're talking about at Story Hill is where my northern tip of my district begins, and I have strong concerns about how all of that would get done as well, in terms of whether it's a renovation of the existing, you know, three lanes in each direction, or if there were any kind of capacity expansion, you know, because that butts right up against important urban neighborhoods, you know, south of the Menominee Valley that also need access, as well as, you know, the traffic that feeds into Miller Park and increasingly into, you know, Canal Street and the businesses. And I assume eventually there will be, you know, more hotel space and more apartment and living condo space down in the valley. And that will be an important piece as well. And so I want to make sure that we do continue to monitor these things and to try to, you know, be as much as possible state, county, city of Milwaukee officials on the same page, including incorporating some transit options into that corridor, which have been a long time thorny issue for people. But it really, when you think about it, makes a lot of sense because of the heavy commuter traffic, et cetera. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. So we'll get some clarification of that, and perhaps before the item goes to the board Thursday, we can finesse the language as well. All right, if you want to proceed.
The next item is shared revenue and local control. Obviously, shared revenue has been reduced significantly since 2002. As Liz spoke of earlier, without a structural deficit, we have an opportunity to level the playing field for local governments and renew our commitment to shared revenue, which was originally designed to reduce property taxes and share the cost of local government services. Milwaukee County anticipates receipt of $30.9 million in this year and the coming year, which is still $8.3 million less than last year. And so we obviously want to work with our local partners to ensure that shared revenue is funded adequately, as well as that local control of taxing and spending limits are adjusted for local governments. Child support, obviously an issue that you all care about and one that the county has worked significantly on. Milwaukee County currently has produced and it has become more efficient in meeting the outcome measures that are imposed upon it. This is a federally mandated program, and over the years, child support funding has been changed significantly in how it gets funded and how it operates. However, the biggest issue with child support is that we continue to carry over a $4.25 million annual deficit in the program. And so I believe the counties are collaboratively working on how we can fix that hole. There are TANF dollars that go to programs that assist in filling some holes and filling some holes in the general fund. We have in the past used those dollars to fill the hole in child support. Whether or not we'll be able to do that again this cycle is unclear, but obviously child support is a top priority.
On the area of health and human services, with respect to behavioral health, we will be working to address what is anticipated to be some reduction in our access to recovery grants and to make sure that we have some funding available that will adequately take care of the programs that grant provides, particularly in the area of alcohol and drug abuse programming, and in light of issues that have happened in Kentucky, I think it underscores just the importance of having those types of programs available. Obviously, because of the upcoming Affordable Health Care Act that will be coming into play, there's a need to find out what are going to be the core services that are going to be provided and also how that will integrate with respect to reimbursements and coverage for our citizens who utilize the behavioral health care system.
And we just want to be very clear, this is not a position in favor or in opposition to the Affordable Health Care Act. It impacts the county on a number of levels in regard to what services are defined that need to be provided and the cost to them. So all we're talking about here is working with the state and the federal government to ensure that we know what the rules are that we are going to be operating under.
Another issue that we are going to be focusing on is addressing both the nursing and physician shortage that we have in behavioral health. And obviously this is going to be some collaboration throughout the state in terms of are there programs that we can implement, such as tuition forgiveness, tuition reimbursement, some other programs working with the medical college, for example, to encourage physicians, particularly those that are going into psychiatry, to be willing to come and give their services to the public institutions. We understand that there are going to be some potential cuts in wraparound program, and we are going to be looking at that to make sure that we don't have a hole in funding, because that is a award-winning program that Milwaukee County has run for some years, and it provides a very integrated process of services for youth and adolescents in our community. We are certainly going to propose and lobby for freezing the daily rate for adults that go into state institutions. Currently right now it ranges between $1,400 and $1,600 a day, and that's extremely expensive and a huge allocation of our resources when we don't have an alternative placement. We also will be working to preserve family care programming for behavioral health. Behavioral health relies a great deal on family care funding for various programs, particularly for individuals who already are on family care, and then they come into behavioral health as inpatients for a short period of time, and we need to make sure that we have the ability to maintain that funding source. With respect to disability services, we currently have 3,500 children who are in the birth to three-year-old program, and we want to make sure that we maintain constant funding for that because it obviously has an incredible cost-benefit analysis after these children enter the traditional school system. We want to make sure that we continue state and federal funding for disabilities and aging resource centers. Currently, right now, the county receives about $2 million to support the disability resource centers and $2.7 million for the aging resource center. And this is a concept where instead of having members of our community going to 20 different agencies to try to find out services, there's, you know, sort of call it a one-stop shop for them. And it can't be replaced in terms of its ability to help citizens in the community identify support services. And we also are going to work to preserve funding for family support programs that provides home services for families with children with severe disabilities. And in many cases, this allows families to keep their children in their home by providing them additional support, both in terms of emotional support, physical support, respite care, which is critically needed. In the area of juvenile justice, we, of course, are going to have to deal with the fact that we have seen youth aids cut over the last year, and we will be working to have those increased. We will also continue to support the state providing incentive programs for counties, including Milwaukee, so that we can avoid placement at state institutions and keep them in the community, which not only provides for a more concise program for the young offender, particularly in terms of being able to maintain relationships with family and support networks, but also it saves us a huge amount of money. And we're going to be working with the state to ensure that the federal funding is increased for the Juvenile Accountability Block Grant. And obviously, the last but not least is to monitor the daily rates that we are charged when a child, unfortunately, can't be kept in its home community and has to go into placement. Currently, the daily rate likewise is, you know, very high, and it takes a great deal of economic resources out of the county to have one placement of a youth. Any questions?
Any questions on that section?
Okay. Aging and long-term care. There were a significant number of other issues in aging and long-term care that I believe will probably come up under the legislative package, just so nobody thinks that we left anything off the table. But one of the important provisions under aging and long-term care is our paratransit and making sure that people are able to get where they need to go in their communities and stay connected in their communities. Currently, we are all aware of LogistiCare saying they are no longer going to be the provider of service. I think it's unclear as to what the contract is at this time moving forward. They are obviously putting out the department is putting out an RFP on that, and it's just something that we think probably during the budget process, maybe outside, but maybe in, that we need to be aware of, because obviously Milwaukee County is now a part of the statewide transportation manager. Senior care is obviously always on the list of important programs for counties and individuals for their prescription medication, and we will potentially be supportive of any efforts to maintain and stabilize that program, ensuring federal waivers, et cetera. The county has been and ideally would continue to be supportive of the Ombuds program, which is beneficial for our seniors and people with disabilities in connecting with services and having advocates for them.
With respect to parks, as we all know, parks is primarily funded through tax-supported dollars, so we would look at a number of things in terms of trying to discuss how the state and the county can establish a better funding source for our parks. There are a couple of issues that relate specifically to current public policies that the state has, one of which is stewardship rules. Right now, if the county utilizes stewardship money to purchase park land, they are required to have 5 rights, including the right of trapping and hunting, and we would be working towards having some sort of dialogue that perhaps many of those rules could be modified when you have a park setting in an urban environment, that perhaps this was not intended to be for urban setting parks, but you know, was not addressed, and we would do
and,
that.
And the reason that this is in here is because stewardship generally is discussed during the budget.
Second is to support measures to fund dredging of waterways on our lakes. Many people call this basically chasing the water, but as water levels change, the need for dredging and as pollution and contaminants in terms of the sediments and where they go, this is the only way that we have. And one very basic example is that without the ability to have funding for this, for example, McKinley Marina potentially would not be able to house or dock the number of boats because the water level would be too low even with our floating docks. So we're looking at that. One other place would be the South Shore Beach, which would be utilizing these funds. We also think that we need to work collaboratively with other stakeholders to develop a dedicated funding source for lakeshore remediation. We've spent a lot of time and energy in this county addressing the recreational advantages and the aesthetic value of our lakeshores, and that we need to have a means by which those are preserved into the future. And also to work to protect and expand the UW-Milwaukee Freshwater Institute, which is a renowned institution on freshwater, and it's an incredibly good collaborative resource that we can use to advance the assets and the economic lure of the Great Lakes and specifically Lake Michigan.
Moving on to veterans, obviously the reason that this is in here is because the county does provide veteran services in partnership and with the state and federal government. We are looking for opportunities to work with other entities to ensure there are additional opportunities for veterans, particularly those who are returning home in employment. So that is sort of what this is addressing. And the reason this is here is because we do know that there is a discussion about veterans employment services occurring, and ideally there will be an opportunity for us to be supportive of that in the state budget. The next title is wrong, and I'd like to apologize to the Register of Deeds and the County Clerk. This is supposed to be listed under the County Clerk, is a position the association has taken, as well as our county clerk has apprised us of, in regard to the ability of clerks to impose a fee during an open records request for labor and material costs. They currently cannot do that. So, again, that should say county clerk, and we will obviously make that adjustment, and I apologize to both of them for that mistake.
With respect to the courts, in conversation with the chief judge, he advised that he is supporting what the circuit court,
state court
is also recommending along with the Supreme Court, and that is that there will be a modification to the funding formula for how courts, and it will mean that Milwaukee County will receive additional monies. And he's also supportive of and asked that we would work towards having an increase in the filing fee for civil court cases that have claims between $500,000 and $999,000. If you recall last legislative session, there was a change as to the dollar amount that could go through small claims court. And this would not pay for all the costs of that additional volume to the court, but certainly would help defray the costs.
Public safety. Obviously, this is a priority for the county. We have, you all have, and we continue to have discussions around 911 services. There's obviously a Ledge Council study committee that is working on this right now. We are hopeful that it will provide all of us with some new ideas as to how we are going to continue to fund public safety, and 911 being one of them. In Milwaukee County, we discussed before that there is a specific line appropriation and authority from Milwaukee County to Sheriff's Office to patrol our expressways, and we obviously would continue supporting funding for that. There has been a request to increase or restore the reimbursement for mandated training for law enforcement officers and correctional officers to previous levels. I believe that they were cut in the last budget. And then the district attorney's office has asked us to support funding of 3 assistant district attorneys to prosecute domestic violence cases. Funding for these positions ends. Generally what happens is the positions or the position authority the cost of the positions and or the position authority ends at particular times, and either the committee restores the position authority and or the funding to these programs or to these positions, as well as they have asked for additional clerical positions to more effectively address their caseload.
Good.
And I guess as a summary, I know that sometimes it's really frustrating when you read legislative budget priorities that they are all about finances, but that is really the process that we are about to begin, discussing the state finances, and that is why we chose this time around to sort of pull out this piece so that we could also do a separate one of Milwaukee County initiatives related to legislation throughout the legislative session.
And the non-budget one, items will take up, we expect to take up in the next cycle. Supervisor Dimitrieva.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know we have a few little things that need to be cleaned up here, but would you like a motion for approval then? Would that be in order?
I would take a motion for approval. I expect that we'll have some cleanup for Thursday, and perhaps it will be submitted as a
Do you want me to? I believe the one obviously is the language surrounding the Marquette mm-hmm. interchange. Did you just want to take that out? Did you?
I would expect that we'll do a cleanup of the document
okay.
for Thursday. So any of the other edits, perhaps members will find small.
Mm-hmm.
Small things if they don't change the meaning, or if they do, then we need them to be mm-hmm. highlighted or explained. We'll do that for Thursday's prior to Thursday's meeting.
Okay.
With that, we do have a resolution that references this package, and we have a motion for approval.
Move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Double approval.
All right. With that, there are no further questions. Are there the county exec's offices in attendance? Were there any comments or concerns? Seeing none. With that, we do have a motion for approval. Take the call.
Alexander.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Excuse.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you. With that, we have no further business. I do appreciate everyone's attendance and questions. We are adjourned.
Thank you. Could I just make a